Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Monday, and certainly all that that implies, although it is at least a summer Monday, so hopefully you're chilling wherever you are, not taking things too seriously. Perhaps you've wrapped up watching all three games from the Euros. I may or may not have done that today, but I hope you're having a good time wherever you are. And hope if you're planning on coming to Green Bay, Wisconsin for training camp, you check out the video I just dropped on the channel regarding some tips, some advice, some things to look for regarding the 2024 version of the Green Bay Packers training camp, which, as we know, is set to kick off on July 22nd. The Packers themselves dropped the dates. That's right. No times yet, though. I addressed that in the video, but the dates, there they are in their splendor. We know when training camp is happening. It's always a fun time. Hope to see many of you there. We will undoubtedly be having a Cheesehead TV meetup, get together, what have you, during training camp. I'll be there for a couple weeks. Hope to see you there. I hope that I see you at some point this season at a Green Bay Packers game. Now, I hear you out there. You're asking yourself, you know, Aaron, I'd love to go to a Green Bay Packers game, but I don't have tickets. Well, just you wait, because you're in luck, and you can go in the description of this video and find yourself a link to Ticket King. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. They even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, on our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Ladies and gentlemen, don't use Ticketmaster, SeatGeek, StubHub, none of this national nonsense. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s, Ticket King, for all your Green Bay Packers ticket needs. Do it, folks. The other thing you should do is, yes, head out to training camp and watch some of these training camp battles each and every summer. Summer is always fun to see guys try to lay claim to jobs, beat out the competition, so to speak. And you have to think one of the most exciting training camp battles this year will be along the offensive line. They're at the right guard spot. You know Sean Ryan is going to be involved. Hell, Jordan Morgan, the first-round pick, could be involved. There could be a number of guys vying for that position. To my eyes, this is the time when Sean Ryan has to assert himself. He clearly was on a bit of a job share last year with Runyon, doing, I thought, some really good work. Clearly better when it came to the run game than in pass protection. That's where he's going to have to continue to improve. That's where he's going to have to show the most gains, so to speak, throughout the course of training camp and preseason. But I think if you're the Packers, you have to want him to win this gig, right? He's a top 100 pick going into year three. And yes, no doubt you want the best five out there, right? You really hope, if you're the Packers, that he is included. And he kind of lays claim to this job. Again, I thought in the run game in particular, he showed he's a people mover. He's a guy who can get his hands on people and vacate space, you know, in a way that we don't see a whole lot of in Green Bay, because they love the zone running scheme. They love athletes. They love guys who can move, which I think Sean can do a little bit of, but clearly his kind of, I think his best trait is the fact that he gets guys off the spot. And that doesn't matter if he's running zone, if he's running power, angle blocks, what have you. That is his best trait, right? I think where he does get in trouble sometimes is with his footwork and pass pro. I think he's been taken advantage of at times, or at least was down the stretch there, with stunts and things like that, where some of the more athletic guys up front, and there are a bunch in the NFL, were able to get inside on him a few times. But again, some of that can be kind of erased with technique, right? And hopefully playing more, getting more reps alongside whoever it is you're going to be playing with at right tackle and center. I think the sooner he lays claim to that job, the better for the Packers. I expect him to. I do not doubt for a moment Matt Steno and the crew, Butkus, etc., They will be running a ton of guys through the entirety of the offensive line, but certainly at right guard. I expect Sean Ryan to win that gig, and I'm excited to get to Green Bay and watch him do it. That, again, is the best part of training camp, is to watch these battles. And I think along the offensive line and at cornerback are probably the two that I'm most excited about watching throughout training camp. Hello to everybody in the comment section. So good to see everybody mixing it up. Hope you're all doing well. Someone said road grader. Yeah, he's a classic road grader, no doubt. Ryan, thank you for being a Care the G Club member. Really appreciate you, man. The Packers should embrace Turkey Day games, three standalone games that most of the U.S. watches. Games on Christmas are poop emoji. Well, yeah, I mean, don't ever forget, they used to play on Thanksgiving each and every year until Lombardi got sick of it because Detroit was kicking their butt year after year after year, and Vince had enough of that. I don't mind the evening Thanksgiving game. I actually kind of like that because you can have your Thanksgiving at least, you know, in the day and then settle in at night after loading up on turkey and probably having a nap at some point and then enjoying the night game. As I've told Billy many times on Care of the G Radio, it still kind of messes with me. It's a lot of anxiety, right? I'm like, I would prefer three football games that I'm not invested in, because then I can just chill, right? I can have that turkey. I can be gluttonous, right? And not have to worry about anything. When the Packers are playing, it's like, oh, I get all knots inside me all day waiting for the game, right? So, yeah, I get it. And you're right. If it has to be on Thanksgiving, give me the night game. I'm down with that. Cheesehead Joey, what's up, man? Congrats to Kiss Chris Kuhn, new equipment manager. Yes, not exactly the same spelling, but similar pronunciation. And yes, he's been in Green Bay, I believe, for like 14 years or something like that as an assistant equipment manager. I'm really excited for him. I'm going to give him a congratulatory shout out when I get to Green Bay, without question. Big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill. No question about it. Replacing a legend is never easy. But, you know, if there's a place in the NFL where they've shown they know how to draft and develop and get ready to have someone replaced, to replace a legend, it's in Green Bay. No doubt about it. Brandon, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Would you rather, love these, be told the next 10 years of Packers results game by game, thus having the opportunity to become a Billy millionaire via betting if you choose, I think they call that the Biff, or enjoy the ride as it is? Oh, Brandon. Who, can I just have it? And or not even have it. Can I just have one season? I know that's not the ask here. Would I rather? Honestly, I'd be lying if I didn't say I'll take the 10 years worth of results so I could just, live at large. Could you imagine, Cheesehead TV, if I like had generational wealth? If I like money was no option, like no issue, no problem. Man, Cheesehead TV would be absurd. And plus, I'd know the outcome of the games. Imagine watch parties. That'd be a good time. Ed, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Has there ever been an NFL player who transitioned from soccer to football? Tough to be a Belgium fan today. Ed, you guys got hosed. I'm not going to make this like Euro daily, but man, that handball was ridiculous. And I'm not dismissing the fact that it touched his hand. We've seen a million, i.e. handballs go uncalled because they were inconsequential. The touching of his hand with the ball was completely inconsequential. It doesn't change the flight of the ball at all. And he gets it down and he makes the run. It has an awesome cross to Lukaku, who buries it for the tying score. And they discount it because they had to go millimeter by millimeter on the film to go, oh no, it grazed his fingers. So now it doesn't count. I hate that. I didn't tune in to watch you, VAR, go over this millimeter by millimeter. I tuned in to watch great athletes perform at the highest level, which they did, and then you erased it. I hate it. I hate it so much. If it's egregious, if it's in the box, yeah, fine, I get it. But, his finger grazed the ball, and we must disallow this awesome play. Nonsense. Nonsense. As for your question, Ed, has there ever been an NFL player who transitioned from soccer to football? I don't know about in the middle of their career. I know, like back in the day, Jan Stenerud played soccer and then became an amazing NFL kicker and is now a Hall of Famer. but I can't remember anyone in their career. I know Harry Kane has talked about wanting to kick in the NFL when he retires or at some point. I don't think that's ever going to materialize, but I know there's been chatter around it, but I don't think it's ever happened. I mean, someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think so. Craig, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Nags, you ready for 95 and suck humidity in New York City this week? The guys over at the O-line committee have the Packers in their 10D offensive lines for 2024. Thoughts? 10D? I don't know what that means. Sorry, Craig. 10D? Top 10? Is it top? Are you saying top 10? Because I'll buy that, but it's hard to say without really seeing how some of those competitions kind of sort themselves out, right? As far as 95 and suck humidity in New York City this week, I'll be spending much of the week at my girlfriend's place because she's got air conditioning. So I only have air conditioning in my bedroom and not throughout my apartment. So I'll be like, honey, I'm coming over again. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll be where the AC is. Thanks very much. John Simitovich, what's up, man? What's better, VAR, instant replay, or acid to the eyes? Give me acid to the eyes. Ding, 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 ding. You are correct. Tell him what he's won. M, what's up, man? Thanks for the support as a Carry the G Club member. Hi, Nags. My biggest takeaway so far in the offseason is the sense of commitment and camaraderie among players that you could get from pressers. Go, Pack, go. That's an interesting point, man. I know a lot of the guys have mentioned this, right? As far as the feeling in the locker room, the cohesiveness, the togetherness, it certainly has been, palpable, I guess, from the outside looking in. You never know how much of that is real, how much of that is guys playing things up, etc. But man, it's nice to see. I'll take that over the fractious nature or the absence of certain players over the course of offseason programs in the past. I'll certainly take this over that. Right there. I'm with you on that one. Mario, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. When will the league give Coach LaFleur his flowers? I feel like he should have won Coach of the Year last season or in 2019. He's been overshadowed a lot, in my opinion. I agree. This is something we've talked about a little bit on Watch Party, but it's like, it's so funny how, well, you know, he was winning all those games because he had Aaron Rodgers. And now it's like, oh, well, he looks, see how he does with Jordan Love. And all they do is, you know, go to the division round of the playoffs, and Jordan looks outstanding in the second half of the season. And now, for whatever reason, I guess it's not because Matt's a good coach. Yeah, it's baffling, but I understand. Like, look, 32 teams, right? And it's not like there haven't been other worthy nominees, worthy coaches who, I think we're coming off, I think Stefanski won it last year, which I completely understand, especially when you look at the fact that they rolled through a couple quarterbacks last year in Cleveland. And yeah, they were great on defense, no question about it. But, you know, I think they exceeded expectations. And I think oftentimes that's what that award is about, right? And I think the Packers did exceed expectations, especially the second half of the year. But I think a lot of those narratives get driven early in the season. And I think because the Packers struggled mightily early in the year, especially on offense, which is Matt's side of the ball, and especially in games that were nationally televised, again, that sets the narrative in people's heads. And even though they, yeah, were lights out down the stretch, I think once that gets kind of, that seed gets sown, it's just really hard to kind of change directions there. I mean, I always think of, in that vein, it's not the same exact award, obviously, but MVP in 2016, when Matt Ryan won, which, you know, he was deserving, but everyone had already kind of decided. And I remember down the stretch when Aaron Rodgers was out of his fucking mind, it seemed pretty apparent to me that he should at least be in the conversation and probably should have won it. But because the Packers had struggled through the first six games or so, and Aaron hadn't looked particularly good, it was just way too much for people to kind of go, oh, wait, no. In fact, Aaron has played one of the best stretches of ball at the quarterback position we will ever see in any lifetime. They just, you know, and that has led them to so many wins to an NFC championship game, though, of course, it's a regular season award. That's just too much for people's brains to kind of turn on, which I get. I understand. On Culture, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Easing on into the week with Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind, and Fire, Save Yourself by Stabbing Westward, and If I Didn't Care by The Ink Spots. What a trifecta. If I Didn't Care is one of the greatest songs ever recorded, And I can't believe you've named Jack Stabbing Westward. Man, I remember when they came on the scene. I am old. Adrian, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. My boy, Peter Arvo, had his birthday on Saturday. We met at the Kettle of Fish before the Cowboys game in 2013, and our record comeback was the second best thing to happen to me that day. Random Packer, Matt Flynn. Not so random when you tell that story, but yes, Matt Flynn is a good one. And dude, that's awesome. Kettle of Fish is the absolute best. I mean, you cannot get a better atmosphere to watch a Packers game in outside of Lambeau Field than Kettle of Fish. I will always maintain that. Mimsy, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Crossover appeal for Nagler home, Chappelle Roan voice. GPGGO Pack Go. Jordan Love is him. We know. I'll show myself out. Mimsy, I'm going to clip that and send it to Olive. She'll be very impressed. I don't think anybody else, maybe Dusty, will appreciate that, but that's about it. Uncultured again, what's up, man? I'm jazzed for College Football 25, but I also know if you get it, Grassi will duck you, especially now that he's big time. Oh, don't worry. I will be facing off against Grassi without question. Tom actually reached out yesterday, sent me a nice text. Tom's the man. Love him. And he's scared. He's very scared. He knows as soon as we put the sticks on, he's going down. So I get why he wants to dodge me. Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. You surprised a player like Ryan, who played left tackle in the top five conference, would struggle with pass pro? Not really. I understand what you're saying about playing left tackle and having hopefully that experience to draw from, but it's a very different world living in that phone booth. And you're dealing with very different athletes and different types of rushes. And plus, you're dealing with, again, teamwork and what's being asked of you as far as your rules go when it comes to stunts and guys looping around and then and or just the quickness of some of these interior guys getting through you. It's a very different beast. And again, that's why I mentioned his footwork. I think maybe not a lot of this, but I think some of it can come down to him cleaning up some of the footwork stuff. But that's why they have camp. That's why they have practice. Hopefully that's the step he takes this year. Without question. What else we got here, folks? How about Paul Ott Carruth? Always a great one. Paul Ott Carruth is the man, the myth, the legend. Nick says he's a 44-year lifelong Packer fan going to his first Packer game preseason versus the Ravens. Father's Day gift from wife and kids. Dude, that is awesome. Have the best time. You cannot describe your first time going to see the Packers live. It is awesome. You're going to have a ball. Enjoy it. That's really nice of them. Tulio, I like it. 31 likes? Come on, everyone. You're acting like Bears fans. Yeah, YouTube. Come on. Where are the likes? I love it. Oh, hey, Doug is here, everybody. Let's all shape up. Doug Hype is here. Kyle, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Can we talk about how great Donald Driver was? What a great player. An even better man. Dude, you can't beat Donald Driver over the middle of the field. Like, it doesn't matter if Brett was throwing the ball. Doesn't matter if Aaron was throwing the ball. That guy was going to catch it, and he's going to get through some people, and he's going to pick up some extra yardage, and sometimes he's going to score. Like, there's a reason he's the all-time leading receiver, and it ain't because he, you know, hit a bunch of deep ones. Like, he did work over the middle. You talk about a tough SOB, a guy who would undoubtedly lay out knowing he's going to take a hellacious hit. And remember, his career was well before they were like, oh, we can't breathe on the wide receivers downfield. Like, they hit back when Donald played. And he still caught the ball. And a lot of times, he still got through the tackle, picked up extra yardage. Of course, I don't have to tell you guys. You know, you remember that awesome run after the catch for a touchdown against the 49ers in the throwback uniforms years ago in Lambeau. That's a signature play, obviously. Yeah, Donald was the man on the field. No question about it. Absolute legend. Michael says, looking forward to seeing what King does. Had a rough last year in college, but the year before he was had a really good season. Yes, absolutely, Michael. Something that I know both Goody and LaFleur talked about. They were asked about after the draft and kind of intermittently throughout the offseason program. Very interested to see what happens when they're allowed to get physical, you know, because right now, yes, there's a little bit of that going on, but it's still very half speed. Yes, it's competitive, but you know, it will ramp up once those pads come on in training camp, and I'm excited to see what he looks like there on the perimeter in this Halfley defense and getting some of that coaching, you know, Halfley and his crew, Halfley in particular, having a background with defensive backs and seemingly a pretty damn good one. Excited to see what happens when they get their hands on him. No doubt about it. Danyon Davis says he's the all-time, he meaning Donald Driver, is the all-time leading receiver because Sterling Sharp had to hang it up early. I mean, you're probably right, but that happened. You can only live in the world you live in, you know? I mean, you're not wrong, but again, he took advantage of his opportunities. I mean, Sterling was a man among boys. He's the best player I ever saw with my own two eyes. Don't get it twisted. He's an absolute legend. Sterling Sharp should absolutely be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The Driver was the man. That doesn't change anything, you know? All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.